This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. European electoral observers on Monday said they had witnessed procedural errors in the counting of votes in Turkey's election, but did not mention specifically what was observed. Special coordinator with the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe's observer mission, Michael George Link.
The incumbent and the ruling parties enjoyed an unjustified advantage, including through biased media coverage. So there were genuine political alternatives, but limited by an unlevel playing field.
Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan led comfortably after the first round of the presidential election on Sunday, with his rival facing an uphill struggle to prevent Erdogan extending his rule into a third decade in a runoff vote on May 28th. The White House says Russia is looking to get more advanced firepower from Iran for use in Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The National Security Council's John Kirby says Tehran's provided Moscow with more than 400 one-way attack drones since August, and now it wants more.
Russia's interested in more advanced versions of those UAVs, more capable and more lethal.
The revelation is part of what the administration bills as a growing military relationship between Iran and Russia, which it says also relies on North Korea for arms. Tehran says it provided drones to Moscow before the Ukraine invasion, but not since. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukraine on Monday hailed its first substantial battlefield advances for 6 months as President Volodymyr Zelensky won pledges of new long-range drones in Britain to add to a haul of Western arms for a counteroffensive against Russian invaders. This is VOA News. Kenyan President William Ruto says his government failed to protect the more than 200 members of a Christian cult who starved themselves to death. Mohammed Yusuf reports from Nairobi.
In a joint interview with Kenyan news media on Sunday, President William Ruto took responsibility for the government's failure to prevent the tragic deaths.
I am taking responsibility that as president, this should not have happened.
The leader of Good News International Church, Pastor Paul McKenzie, is currently detained in Mombasa, facing charges of preaching dangerous beliefs that lead to the deaths of his followers. Mohammed Yusuf for VA News, Nairobi.
Thailand's Progressive Move Forward Party claimed victory in the country's election Monday after a stunning result that decimated military-backed parties which have ruled the kingdom for nearly a decade. A massive surge for Move Forward in Sunday's ballot left it on course to be the biggest party, followed by its rival opposition. Thai voters turned out in record numbers to deliver a brutal verdict on the former coup leader prime minister, who has been blamed for economic stagnation and a crackdown on rights. A former civilian employee at a U.S. Army facility in South Korea has been arrested on charges of receiving $400,000 in kickbacks from military contractors, federal prosecutors in New York said on Monday. The 62-year-old was responsible for overseeing construction contracts at the Army base from 2017 to 2021. Prosecutors said he made sure contracts for equipment such as blast doors designed to protect Army personnel from an attack went to companies that had paid him kickbacks. The facility is located near the North Korean border. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland honors fallen law enforcement officers at a memorial service as part of National Police Week, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Outside the U.S. Capitol, the names of the 443 officers were read. Attorney General Garland says he knows it's impossible to understand the grief and loss families feel.
So as we pay tribute to the law enforcement officers who sacrificed their lives in service to our country, we also honor the ongoing sacrifices by those they love the most.
One person Garland singled out, Capitol Police Officer Howard Liebengood, who died by suicide after the January 6th attack. He credited the push by the family for public safety officer benefits. I'm Julie Walker.
Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.